Investing in the world's adolescents now can break entrenched cycles of poverty and inequity. That's according to a report released this week by the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF. The 2011 State of the World's Children Report, entitled Adolescence, An Age of Opportunity, highlights the importance of education and health for the 10 to 19 age group in improving their quality of life. Regional Advisor on Adolescent Development for UNICEF in the Middle East and North Africa, Vivian Lopez, told us more.
Specifically for the MENA region, we are talking about a very large population of adolescents, primarily about 84 million young people between 10 and 19 years of age. And they're a generation that has a lot of problems when it comes to educational opportunities and employment. On the one hand, you have some very serious situations like Sudan, where only 17% of boys and 22% of girls are enrolled in secondary schooling, or Morocco, where you have 39% of boys and 36% of girls enrolled in secondary schooling. But it's also a region that has very high rates of secondary schooling in some countries like Palestine and also in Tunisia. So it has varied. It has a very high unemployment rate for young people. About one out of four young people are unemployed. It is the region of the world with the highest youth unemployment rate, and it's also the region of the world with the highest youth inactivity rate, meaning neither in school nor out of school. And it's also a region that we see a lot of early marriage and some very high rates of child labor. About 1 in 10 children between the ages of 5 and 14 are involved in child labor, and these rates can be as high as 1 in 5 in Yemen and 1 in 8 in Sudan.
Now, of course, this report is looking at adolescence as an age of opportunity. Can you tell me a bit about what would be the advantage of investing in this particular age group? Why is this important?
I would say that there are five primary reasons why we want to invest in adolescents. First and foremost, we want to consolidate the achievements we've reached in the first decade, things like reducing infant mortality and under-5 mortality and increasing enrollment rates in primary education. If we don't invest in the second decade of life, what we do see is that we can lose the gains made. And we have a very concrete example from Brazil where for the mortality rate of children under 1 year of age, in one decade between 98 and 2008, about 26,000 lives were saved, which is really a great achievement. That same decade, 81,000 teenagers between the ages of 15 and 19 were murdered, assassinated. So again, if you don't invest, you lose the gains made, and on top of it, you lose these lives, which is really tragic. We also have a third reason, which is basically these kids have a right. Adolescents have a right to protection. They have a right to education, to health, to live free of HIV. They have a right to participate. And we also know, especially when you invest in the adolescent girl, that you can break the cycle of poverty. If you protect them, if you educate adolescent girls, for example, we know that we can delay early marriage and early pregnancy. And delaying early pregnancy also means reducing infant mortality rates, maternal mortality rates, improving the nutritional status of young children, and breaking that intergenerational transmission of poverty. And I would say finally, and one of the fifth reasons, which is very important for the Middle East and North Africa region, is that this is a generation that if we invest in education, if we invest in livelihood opportunities for them, can really become an economic dividend for their countries. And they can help their countries economically, help their countries grow. But this requires an investment now in their current educational opportunities.
Is there anything else you'd like to add regarding the State of the World's Children Report?
No, I think it's a great opportunity for the rest of the world to learn about this population, which is not a small-sized population. It's 1.2 billion, and it's a population that has often gone either under the radar or perhaps been victims of a lot of misperceptions and myths. And really, most young people want to do good. They want to study. They want to work. They want to contribute to society. And if they have access to education and to health and to opportunities to participate, they do so in a very productive manner. And so investing in them is absolutely critical.